Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, big political news both on the state and local level this week. Also, the 2025 preliminary gun deer hunt license sales and harvest totals arrived. And we'll hear Caleb Swenson's conversation with Padraig Gallagher, the executive director of Feed My People Food Bank, as WIBWOGO's 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign winds toward the end on December 14th. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor and failed U.S. Senate candidate Mandela Barnes made news this week when early on Tuesday morning he announced he'd be running for governor, adding to an already crowded Democratic primary field. In a launch video early Tuesday morning, Lieutenant Governor Barnes promised to stand up to President Trump's what he describes as chaos, and he claims he'll make life more affordable for Wisconsinites.
Seems like the harder you work, the more Washington looks the other way. Lower taxes for billionaires, higher prices for working people. Under Trump, the name of the game has been distraction and chaos to avoid accountability. It's not about the real world. It's a show. Outrage. Performances. Everybody trying to go viral. Meanwhile, families doing everything right are still falling behind.
Barnes says,
so here's the reality check. The only way for our state to move forward is to reject the Washington way and get things done the Wisconsin way. It isn't about left or right. It's not about who can yell the loudest. It's about whether people can afford to live in the state they call home. A state where you can afford your health care, where your kids can learn a skill and stay close to home, where a good day's work earns a good day's pay, and where families can not only get by, but thrive.
In the perception of many, Barnes instantly becomes one of, if not the front runners in the very crowded Democratic primary field, with the primary slated for the second Tuesday in August of 2026. Meanwhile, in the Chippewa Valley this week, on Thursday, Jeremy Gregert, a longtime community advocate and former Eau Claire City Council member, declared his candidacy for the Eau Claire City Council president position and an at-large position on the spring election ballot on April 7th. Earlier in the week, Emily Berge, the current council president, announced that she would not be seeking re-election as she's already running for Congress as a Democrat in the 3rd Congressional District, looking to unseat Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden. Before that, though, she's got a primary opponent, Rebecca Cook, who lost in her bid against Van Orden last time out. Gregert says,
my goal as council president will be to help bring the community together to solve problems, to take care of each other in our city and efficiently meet the needs of residents on a tight budget.
Gregert says,
I will strive to make sure the city is part of the solution through collaboration and community engagement, finding new ways to welcome diverse perspectives to the table and be a part of decisions that will come before the city council.
Gregert says,
I want to thank President Berge for her many years of service, in particular her leadership to make sure the city is a welcoming and safe community for all residents and visitors.
The 44-year-old Gregert served 2 3-year terms on the Eau Claire City Council representing District 3 from 2018 to 2024 and did not seek re-election in 2024 because he bought a house outside of his district and planned to move there after his second term. And the Wisconsin DNR this week celebrated the conclusion of the 9-day gun deer hunt, which kicked off the holiday season with opportunities to enjoy the outdoors, harvest food for the table, and create memories with family and friends. Preliminary license sales, harvest registration, and hunting incident numbers were made available, with the preliminary figures showing the number of deer hunters slightly decreased compared to last year. Also compared to last year, the gun season harvest total down 0.8% statewide, with the antlered harvest down 2.6% and the antlerless harvest up 0.9%. DNR deer specialist Jeff Pritzel.
We are just ever so slightly off of last year's pace, just by a few thousand, but that represents a continued relative stable participation over the past 4 years. We saw a slight increase last year, actually. So we're talking way less than a percent change. And that slight decline in gun license sales is almost totally made up for in a slight increase in both versions of archery license sales, both crossbow and vertical bow. So we've essentially have a pretty stable license purchase and participation rate. I mean, interestingly, about 50,000 Wisconsin deer hunters now are exclusively archers, And so that leaves us with about 550,000 participants in the gun deer season.
We're now in the midst of the statewide muzzle loader season through December 10th, then the statewide antlerless only 4-day hunt December 11th to the 14th, and the antlerless only holiday hunt in select farmland zone counties from Christmas Eve through New Year's Day next year. Finally, on Friday morning's WIB Wake Up Show, our Caleb Swenson spoke with Padre Gallagher, the executive director of Feed My People Food Bank, as our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign winds toward an end on December 14th, trying to raise support for Feed My People to match or hopefully exceed the $6,000 donated by generous area businesses.
Economy Furniture has the best national and regional brands of furniture, all at everyday low prices, locally owned and serving the Chippewa Valley since 1950. It's Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls. And I mention that particularly because Economy Furniture has been one of our longstanding supporters of the 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign for Feed My People Food Bank, standing with those who are fighting against hunger here in West Central Wisconsin. And so we're pleased to be joined by Patrick Gallagher, Executive Director of Feed My People. And Patrick, welcome back here to the WIB Wake Up Show to WWIB. And we appreciate your time because I know there's a lot on your plate every single day.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. Really, really appreciate the invitation.
So our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign is something that we've been privileged to do for many years now, trying to, alert those in West Central Wisconsin about what Feed My People does, about the need in our area and how they can help, how your food rescue programs help stretch a donation dollar a very long ways. And this year, more than ever, we want to let people know how much the need has grown and how valued their contributions will be for those who are facing that most basic of needs, and that's hunger.
Absolutely. And I'll start with the mission of Feed My People. So Feed My People is a food bank, and what we do is we support food pantries and other food assistance programs throughout the 14 counties in West Central Wisconsin that we call our region. That region covers about 425,000 people, and over the course of a year, we will serve more than 75,000 people. This year, it's going to be more than 85,000 people. And so we support those pantries by getting them food and other support in order for those communities to really prop up their neighbors, you know, and help them out when food, quality food, is hard to come by.
And I think it's worth highlighting what you just said, that the service area you have, about 425,000 people, and this year serving potentially 85,000 plus people. 85,000 plus out of 425,000. If people thought, there's not really that many people struggling, think again.
Right. Quite a proportion, right?
Yeah.
And even more recently, we've seen quite a spike over the last 2 months. We saw 20,000 individuals turn to the food assistance programs in their communities in our area for the first time this year.
The first time.
Yes, and that is abnormal. So we are seeing a spike right now due to a lot of the pressures that are out there.
And again, it's so many times, because I've been to 260-plus food pantries that you partner with. I haven't been to nearly all of them, but have over the years been privileged to be able to go to a lot of these different communities and meet with the folks who are kind of boots on the ground here with these food pantries that Feed My People as a food bank partners with. And you hear these stories again and again and again of hardworking people that are just coming up short. And you and I were talking off the air a little bit too. You can't not fill up your car. You got to be able to get to work.
Right.
You got to be able to take care of medicines and other bills that happen. You've got to be able to clothe your children and all these different things too. And so a lot of times that food budget is one of the things that gets pushed off and cut back. And that's why a lot of times families are coming up short with all these other factors, plus food prices in the grocery stores going higher and higher.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we look at the big picture of who we're serving, we know that almost two-thirds, it's 62% of the recipients of the food support through our partners actually goes to seniors and children.
Mm.
And so, you know, when you talk about the struggles that households might have making ends meet, every household has a budget, and there are all these different expenses that people need to, you know, prioritize. Oftentimes, the food budget is the piece that gets squeezed. And When folks have a hard time affording food because of all of the other pressures that they're seeing, they really turn to their partners that are in their communities, those food pantries and other programs, and those programs turn to us. And in turn, we turn to the broader community like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Reach out and get that support, because what we are is a conduit of goodwill and resources. And so, again, I appreciate this opportunity to say these things.
We've had a couple guests in over the last couple of weeks to talk more specifically about the need of school-age children and how much it affects a child's physical, emotional, and mental well-being when they don't have enough food versus when they do, and how that affects their learning. But when you point out that over 60% of the recipients are children and senior citizens, maybe that's something that gets lost in the shuffle a little bit. Our senior citizens, folks who have worked their entire lives and now, again, fixed income and the rising prices of food and medication, everything else too, a lot of times they can be isolated and left without resources and struggling with hunger.
Absolutely. And, you know, the majority of the work we do is through our partners, but we also have direct programs. And we do distribute food from our facility here in Eau Claire. And I can tell you that while that has been going on in recent weeks, I've been out there along with our staff and our incredible volunteers getting that food out. And we do hear from seniors that are coming through for the first time. And to your point, these are folks who have worked very hard and are now in their retirement. They've got a lot of pride and they're really struggling to get at the point where they're reaching out for assistance. Things are pretty difficult.
Padraig Gallagher from Feed My People Food Bank with us. Our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign going on for just over a week. It ends December 14th as we try to match and then exceed that $6,000 plus given by our sponsors as a matching challenge. Before we let you go, again, with this massively increased need with your staff, again, you have a small staff, rely a lot on volunteers as well, too. And it's obviously been a stress and a strain. What encourages you? What gets you up in the morning saying, hey, this is worth fighting for another day?
Oh, you know, as hard as the work can be, there's so much purpose, joy, and meaning in it.
Yeah.
And to show up, our staff props each other up.
Yeah.
But the volunteers, I got to tell you, you know, I usually go in and I start interacting with our volunteers a little bit, just good morning, that sort of thing. And I try to match their energy because what they're bringing is just incredible. The love and support that they have for their neighbors and the joy that they bring, it sustains us.
Well, Padraig, we appreciate all that you do. And again, we're hoping for just a wonderful and mighty outpouring of support from the community through this campaign, but all throughout the year. Again, we know hunger doesn't stop after the holidays. And so this is a time of year that we hope in a good way to capitalize on the generous spirits of people. But we want folks to realize that hunger doesn't go away all throughout the year. And again, they can always find out more at your website, Feed My People Food Bank. It's FMP for Feed My People, fmpfoodbank.org. Folks, you can give right there or link through our website. And again, our 60 Ways in 60 Days challenge is ending a week from Sunday. Padraig, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all that you guys do fighting hunger here in our area.
Really appreciate it.
Our Caleb Swenson with the executive director of Feed My People Food Bank, Padraig Gallagher, from Friday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Again, if you'd like to contribute to the 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign before the December 14th deadline, you can do that safely and securely online at WIB.com. Click on the banner on top of the page. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.